From the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, Joe Cordell joining us this morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Thanks
good
for
being on again.
Well, as you know, there's some people, Joe, who just diddy-bop through life day to day and don't think about the future at all. But those people usually aren't successful. And you put a big emphasis on planning for the future.
Yeah, well, you know, we do find those occasional exceptions to the rule who somehow wander into success. But you know, we only get one life to live. And most successful people are planners. They get there by way of thinking a lot about the important decisions in their lives, whether it's, you know, what college to go to, you know, where they're going to live, what job are they going to pursue, whether they should change jobs. And yet it's interesting that without question, the single most monetarily important decision in their lives, which is whether or not they're going to marry and whether or not they're going to stay married, will have a greater impact on their life than any other. Yet it's something that very few people think about from a financial standpoint. They allow themselves to be driven, you know, by emotion, by anger, by perhaps other factors that are not rational. And it's just interesting that these same people would never consider making far less important decisions in that way.
You mentioned the decision to marry and whether to stay married. Is that a decision or something you should be thinking about even before you have your vows?
Certainly it is. And, you know, I realize that marriage is certainly about much more than financial things. But financial things are involved, and practical things must be considered. And all too often people do not before taking those vows. And interestingly, I mean, I think that we probably agree, and most people agree, that when you take a vow that this is forever, your intention should be to make it forever. And that means that in order for you to be honest about that, it does require that you think about what the ramifications are of that decision.
And at what point, then, should you really start planning the details? Is that when you've decided in your own mind that divorce is inevitable, I can't do anything about it?
Yeah, you know, we, interestingly, though Cordell & Cordell is a domestic relations firm, you know, we don't encourage divorce. We have a policy that we don't encourage divorce. And in fact, when people can save their marriages, they should. And I realize sometimes people can't, despite, you know, their best efforts. But it's good for them to realize, though, that the financial consequences of a divorce is really to cut in half, virtually, the worldly goods, the worldly success in a material way that they've achieved. And if you take compounding tables, if you've seen compounding tables before, and you see the effect of what that does to take a number and cut it in half, it has a dramatic effect on the outcome.
All right, I know we have a limited amount of time here, and this is something you would certainly discuss with a client, but give us an idea of one or two things that they should definitely start planning for if divorce is coming down the road.
Well, I think it's good that they talk to a lawyer as soon as possible. That may seem obvious, but interestingly enough, often people talk to a lot of other people, friends and others, about the issue before they have that discussion with a lawyer. So bring a lawyer into the room very early. Also talk to a financial planner, whoever people rely on for their financial planning advice. They should probably bring that person into the room. And they need to start the planning process before they find themselves in a position where suddenly, you know, a trigger has been pulled or a flip or a light has been switch has been flipped so that suddenly they're facing legal action with no opportunity to plan.
That's a good way to put it, because once that switch is flipped, there's no going back in many cases. Tell our audience how to get in touch with one of your local attorneys here in Arizona.
Well, it's probably best to go on the website, cordelllaw.com. And cordelllaw.com will list all of our offices and ways to contact. And you can even chat online through our website, or you can contact directly through an email, or there's a phone number there to make a call.
Very good. Joe Cordell, thanks as always for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.